Got it.
Fires jumping in.
Kathy, can we do a roll call?
Yeah. Bill Cover.
Here.
Bruce Utter.
Here.
John Dashner.
Present.
Sharon Tobias.
Here.
Dan Crosby.
Here.
And Andy Rich and Jeff Jones are absent at this point. Also with us is General Manager Tyler Mayo, AOM Lee Schmeeds, and Account Manager Kathy Powell.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any public comment? Hearing nothing from the public, let's move on to...
So the meeting agenda is just to approve the project bids. The first bid is the one we had saw back in the last meeting, in the July meeting, which will be Relary's bid. You can scroll down.
Yeah, I'm having trouble.
And for the total for this bid, it was $194,500 for him to complete these four projects for us. I'm not going to go into too much detail on this since we did in the last meeting. And as of this afternoon, I did receive a verbal bid from Cooper. If we needed more, he would send me a formal bid. It is for $219,000 even. And then within the side-by-side comparison, Mazingo for these same four projects had bidded at $204,490, taking approximately 14 days. Relary bid it at $194,500, taking approximately 21 days. And Cooper Engineering, scroll down a little more, let me say came in at $219,000 even. In the capital asset plan, these four projects, plus we had 20 cut and caps, the additional projects were estimated at $367,478. Since we purchased the mini excavator, the Blue Lake Springs field crew and I will be completing the 20 cut and caps over the next couple of years, which will save us a little over $150,000. So today I'm just looking for a vote from the board to approve Relary's bid or Cooper's general engineering's bid.
So do we have experience with either one of these?
Yes, so well, Relary was part of Twain Hart Construction, which did a good third of our system back in the early 2000s and 90s. Relary has also done numerous hydrant installs, main meter installs on the wells, and then various services that we needed to thump underneath the road. He was able to dig holes on either side, use a thumper, pull a pipe through the road so we wouldn't have to open up the roadway. We've done numerous small projects with him doing that stuff. Cooper generally does most of our paving. He's one of the main pavers in Arnold. When we have holes that we have to cut open the road, typically we backfill with gravel. He comes back in as he has extra asphalt and fills in our patches. So yeah, we've done business with both of them. Cooper Engineering last year did pave our treatment plant as well. So that was probably his latest big project with us. Yeah, both have been great contractors for us.
General Larry's already been satisfactory with the things that you're going to do before, right?
Oh, very much so. He did the BORAD as well. He did do the BORAD grading and paving, or grading gravel that we put in out there for where the wells are at, and that's one of the best gravel roads I've ever seen. He does an excellent job.
Oh, he's Relary.
areas.
Yes, and he was the one who came in our emergency fix from the washout this year on Patricia and Moran, and he did an excellent job there as well.
I move that we accept where Larry's bid.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, any comment or questions? I guess discussion. Hearing none, let's take a vote. Can you call roll call, Kathy?
Kathy, you're muted.
Sorry. Bill Cover?
Yay.
Bruce Hutter?
Yay.
John Dashner?
Yes.
Sharon Tobias?
Yes.
And Dan Crosby?
Yes.
The motion carries.
Perfect. So now I will notify Larry and he will get us on a new schedule. And since we've chosen a contractor, now I can fill out the permitting process with the county. Josh will should work with me fairly well to make sure we get that permit before October 1st. So as long as that permit comes through and we have the okay from the county to cut open the road up at Boro Court, that's the main spot that needs the permit. There should be no problems. The other work doesn't need a permit. It does fall under our blanket permit that we have for repairs and maintenance throughout our system. And Josh was okay with us using our blanket permit in all the other spots.
But just the one place where you want to get up in the road, anyone's okay?
Yeah, because we have to tear open a 2-foot swath across Greensboro, and then going into the court, we're going to cross, I think it's 5 driveways that we'll have to pave back a 2-foot chunk. And so he just wants to make sure that he's going out inspecting those spots, and since we are opening up the roadway and we'll have to put down plating for a day, that we get a permit for that.
Well, the contractor wants to start like the 1st of October?
Well, I would like him to hold off on the back line pipe, the one from Del Rio to Snowshoe or Blue Lake Springs Drive, because that's our main transmission line pumping up to Tank 6.
Right.
As of October 1st, our agreement with CCWD goes into we can take as much water as we want, so I can utilize the pump station at Cypress and feed water to Tank 6 for a solid week instead of only having a 3-day window until we're almost out of water in that spot. So instead, it's going to buy us a little bit more time because we will have to get the pipe online. We have to take back T samples from it once we get chlorine residual into it, and then we have to get it okay from the state, which that's about a 24 to 48-hour turnaround in itself. So that's the plan. Hopefully we get, and of course, Labor Day, one of the busiest days we have in our system. We'd rather not have large amounts of construction happening at that time. So as long as Larry gave us a 21-day, 3-week window, but he does feel it will probably be shorter than that. It's mainly the big deal will be, can we thump the 2 services on Spring Valley? And how much rock do we run into over there? If we run into a lot of rock, it's going to slow us down substantially. But every other spot should be just nice and easy.
I motion the meeting be adjourned.
All right.
All right.
We're not going to discuss the add-on.
No, I have Ricky coming in to pick up plans, take down to his architect.
Okay.
And he's working on the permit process and a new price for me going through his architect. I'll have that for at least the next meetings.
It may start sooner than we think.
Right.
What is the add-on?
Did we get a second?
We'll discuss this one. Okay. Let's go ahead and
second this motion to close the meeting.
Yeah. Now we can discuss anything we want or get up and leave if we want.